welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's June 9th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the mainstream media predictably links the Las Vegas shooters to Alex Jones, while paying little attention to the massive wave of gun violence in Chicago. Meanwhile, Democrats introduce a new bill that would rat out family members with firearms. And a woman was stripped naked, pepper sprayed, and paraded around her jail cell by police in Indiana. All that plus.
Mr. President, you love to trade people. Why don't we set up a trade? But this time, instead of five Taliban, how about five Democrats?
That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, Raw's story connects Las Vegas shooters to Alex Jones. I'm not surprised about that. Raw's story, a liberal news blog, has placed Jones at the center of the controversy. Gerald Miller outlined his political views, which were largely based on conspiracy theories, meaning that they weren't FCC approved, prompted by Fox News and Alex Jones. In his social media postings, he posted frequently about firearms and violent revolution, writes Travis Geddes. In 2009, following the shooting death of three officers in Pittsburgh by Richard Poplawski, the corporate media attempted to affix blame on Jones. Now, before we go any further, let's take a look at what happened in the shooting in Las Vegas. So you have a couple, they claim to be patriotic. I don't think it's patriotic to shoot police officers while they're having lunch, even if you disagree with said officers. But this couple, they go to a CC's pizza restaurant. The witnesses claim that they yelled something to the effect of, "This is the new American Revolution." They opened fire on the officers, killing the officers, and then supposedly drape a Gaston flag over the officers once deceased. Then the couple leaves the CC's pizza restaurant, goes to Walmart, engage another person, shoot another person, and then have a shootout with police. And the reports are contradictory as to whether they shot themselves or were killed by the police. But either or, the people are dead now. And it's a very disheartening situation because I don't advocate violence toward police. I'm, you know, often critical by their activities. You can definitely believe that when I see the unaccountability of some police officers, but that does not mean that you go out there and shoot them. And Alex Jones does not advocate this type of behavior either.
And I said, it's either going to be a staged false flag. You can see the pre-programming. A two-year-old could see this if you were conscious. Or they know with their programming that there's enough suggestible people out of 315 mil that if you put enough of this out there, it's like suicide by cop. The more they advertise, go pull a gun on a cop, let him kill you, the more it happens. And you advertise, mad about what's going on, go kill a cop. You know, that's what they say in the media, not me. Then they come out and say, Alex Jones wants cops to get killed. Don't be with the Malcolm X. Be with the Martin Luther King. Be nonviolent. When we are nonviolent, offensively, we have a right to defend ourselves. No one can argue with that. And I've told the police this hundreds of times, and hundreds of times, probably 400, 500, 600, I don't know. I'll say it again, and we'll mark it down right now, here at 11:47, 35 seconds central, on this date, Monday, the ninth day of June 2014, that you are going to start seeing police vehicles IED'd. You're going to start seeing police shot up in restaurants everywhere. You're going to start seeing all sorts of attacks on police departments, you name it. And how did I know you were going to start seeing this? Ladies and gentlemen, when they put it out everywhere that it's about to happen and say when it happens, blame the Tea Party, and then it happens, and it's in Harry Reid's controlled state in his district, and he immediately blames it on the Bundys before anything comes out, and now it's blamed on me, it's so predictable, 2 + 2 = 4. They need the police and the military to wipe out the liberty movement, and we wipe them out. You notice the armored vehicles were no good against asymmetrical warfare. The Las Vegas police had those big, giant Homeland Security vehicles from Iraq there. It didn't mean anything. The police, under orders, stayed outside for over an hour at the Walmart before going in. The first beat cops ran in and started shooting, so the supposed people killed themselves. Who knows what's true? By the way, you saw Dorner, the cop, do this. Can we trust cops with guns if a cop goes bad? Was Dorner mind control? Was Dorner a setup? They weren't ready for it. It paralyzed them. They didn't blame the Liberty Movement. Maybe not. But let me tell you, this with Jared and Amanda Miller, with the same MO of the Joker again and the skinny man tying it into cartoons and comic books with no proof, the local Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, they're always the usual suspects, start feeding the Democratic-run CNN, Raw Story, all of them, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Because I'm the one saying, do not go out and randomly shoot a police officer. I've been saying that for about 5 years because I thought, if I was the globalist, what would I do? I could see it in the movies and their internal documents. They were starting to promote it to the public, but telling cops it was coming, that the Tea Party was going to come out and shoot them and kill them, and that every small town will be IED'd. Every cop listening knows they've been trained in this in the last 6 years, that you will be attacked by U.S. military veterans. Total crud.
So we go from them trying to blame us here at InfoWars to trying to blame the Bundy Ranch. Media links Las Vegas shooters to Bundy Ranch. According to a report posted at the Daily Mail, the married couple suspected in the shootings and who executed a suicide pact following the rampage were militant and obsessed with conspiracy theories, once again meaning their thoughts were not FCC approved. They allegedly shouted at the diners, "Tell the police the revolution has begun." Carol Bundy, who is the wife of Clive and Bundy the rancher, said, "I have not seen or heard anything from the militia and others who have come to our ranch that would in any way make me think that they had intent to kill or harm anyone," she told the Daily Mail. So to be clear, we here at InfoWars do not advocate violence towards police, nor do the people at the Bundy Ranch. There are all types of groups and people that show up to rallies and events. And if you have a few bad apples, it doesn't mean that it spoils the whole bunch. So you got our stance on it, and you also have the stance of the Bundy Ranch. Now let's go to something that's a bit of a strange factoid. We have this article, "Bizarre Batman Connection Shows Up After Another Mass Shooting." A curious theme running through several recent shootings seems to be a connection to the Batman comic book franchise, a coincidence which runs parallel with a CIA mind-controlled assassins in the past being found with copies of the book Catcher in the Rye. So basically, it's a very odd happenstance that you have the Batman shooting, the Aurora shooting, more accurately, also the Sandy Hook maps, and then you have the shooting at Sandy Hook, and now you have these guys who cosplay as Joker and Harley Quinn taking part in this shooting. They weren't so much dressed up at the time, or at least not dressed up in those costumes, but if you go to their Facebook pages, they do like to dress up like Joker and Harley Quinn. Now, with that said, let me be very clear, because my comments and other people's comments were misconstrued when we reported on the Sandy Hook shooting. We thought it was a very strange and notable internet meme that the Sandy Hook maps were a place where the Sandy Hook shooting took place. I'm not saying it's a big conspiracy by Warner Brothers or DC Comics or the writers of Batman. I'm not saying that at all. I'm N-O-T not saying that. I just think it's a weird factoid that, you know, worth mentioning. It's something that's interesting and thought-provoking, but I'm not saying that the Aurora shooting or the Sandy Hook shooting or this shooting has anything to do with Warner Brothers or DC Comics. It's just a weird situation. So we'll move on to the next thing. So while all the attention is diverted from, you know, the shootings in Chicago, we're talking about the shootings in Las Vegas. But if you look at the shootings in Chicago, we have this article, 3 killed, 20 hurt in Chicago shootings over the weekend. And we have shootings in Chicago almost, if not every single weekend of the year. But they want to focus on the guys who shot the shots in Las Vegas. Why? Because they can try to pin this on Alex Jones. They can try to pin this on the Tea Partiers, on your open carry groups. This is what they want to do. They want to demonize those people. They don't care what these gang bangers have in their house, these guys who are largely out there shooting people because of the failed drug war. You know, you think they're checking these guys' house to see if they have, you know, copies of Endgame or if they have a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription. No, they don't care if these guys shoot each other because they know it's gang warfare, it's drug warfare. Meanwhile, if they say, well, if we can demonize Alex Jones, if we can demonize this Tea Party, Libertarian, Patriot, whatever you want to call it, movement, we'll focus on that. That's why you don't hear the stories about what's going on in the city of Chicago. I actually reported on Chicago without actually talking about the gun bans that go on in there because, you know, that's not so much the story. They just want to ban everything, ban our free speech and try to tie everything to us here in the info war. But right on the heels of this, you never want a good crisis to go to waste. Feinstein and Boxer introduced a bill to rout out a family member with a firearm. And it says the Pause for Safety Act, which allows families and others to seek a gun violence prevention order in court. The order will allow police to confiscate a firearm from people who have not committed a crime and may not necessarily pose a threat. So right on the heels of this recent shooting, also the shooting, stabbing, vehicular assault of Elliot Rodger, you know, you got the gun control advocates coming out again. We have to ban the guns. You know, who was trying to ban cars with a South by Southwest, you know, driving incident where the guy pops up on the curb, hits 20 or so people. I think four or five of them have died now. You didn't see anybody out there trying to ban cars. And you say, well, that's ridiculous. Why would you try to ban a car? Exactly. If you can apply that same logic to a car, why can't you apply it to a gun? You know, you see the situation with Elliot Rodger. He stabs three people, shoots somebody, and then, you know, runs over somebody. But now, you know, we have to ban the guns. Well, nobody's trying to ban the knives or ban the cars. It's completely ridiculous. You blame the person, not the thing, the inanimate object they use to commit their offense. But, you know, you have to give credit where credit's due and also blame the people who are responsible. We have this cop strip search, parade, pepper spray woman, and lock her in a cell for 7 hours. This is an Indiana woman. She is suing the Floyd County Jail in New Albany after video emerged of police officers forcibly stripping her and locking her up completely naked in a cell full of pepper spray for 7 hours. Worse still, the woman's attorney believes that this is a routine procedure at the facility and has evidence that other women are consistently given the same treatment. So this is a he said, she said, but the difference is that she has video evidence of this, I'll call it an assault taking place. They hold her down forcibly, take off her clothes, throw her in a room with a little hole in the ground for a toilet and toss a blanket in eventually, I guess because they felt sorry for her. And this is the type of things we talk about, police brutality and police overreach. And these are the type of officers that need to be held accountable and responsible for their actions. Now, what is accountability? You take these guys to trial, you set them in front of a judge and a jury and let the fate be decided there. And hopefully you have a, you know, good impartial jury. You don't shoot them at CC's Pizza, okay? So let's be clear of how you take these guys to task. Now, let's talk about taking people to task with President Obama. Obama's two-year amnesty for illegal immigrant minors sparks 12-fold spike in numbers pouring across the border. And let's just go through some of the factoids here. At San Antonio Air Force Base, a California Navy base, and a makeshift detention center in Arizona have become temporary shelters for children and youths caught crossing the border without their parents. We'll skip down here a little bit. It says, President Obama now concedes that it is an urgent humanitarian situation and is setting aside $2 million to pay lawyers for the children. Oh, where's that money going to come from? And also, the U.S. government expects as many as 80,000 child immigrants to illegally enter the U.S. this year, a 12-fold jump in just 3 years. So that's your immigration policy when, and I say this, you know, pretty much every time we talk about this issue, the immigration issue, when you are willing to give people driver's licenses, when you are willing to give people in-state tuition and all these other perks, and you say, if you can sneak past the Border Patrol, if you can evade ICE, you'll get all these goodies. What's that going to do? People are going to try to sneak past these people. And it makes no sense. If you're going to do this, why do you have a Border Patrol? Why do you spend money on ICE if you're just going to catch and release these guys or just give them goodies if they can sneak past your border? It makes completely no sense. And they say, it's, you know, oh, it's racist that you think that way. If I go to Mexico, I'm going to be stopped at the border. And yeah, if you go to Mexico, and let's say you're a Marine and you have a few guns in your car, which you are completely allowed to have in the United States, and you get caught up at a checkpoint, you're going to be arrested, detained, and also pretty much kept there. Meanwhile, they're swapping out U.S. servicemen for Taliban. But Rand Paul has a different solution. He says, let's swap five Democrats for a Marine held in Mexico. And I don't think that's a bad idea at all, because he says, why don't we set up a trade? But this time, instead of five Taliban, how about five Democrats? And he says, just a few, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Nancy Pelosi. Why don't we send them to Mexico and get our one Marine back? Which I have. So if we're going to swap people instead of releasing Taliban leaders who are just going to attack us again, why don't we get rid of some of these top Democrats and get our Marine back? Which to me doesn't sound like a bad idea, because we all know Al-Qaeda, you know, run by the United States government, gets funding to the Syrian rebels, who then attack us here, even though the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't have to get stopped at TSA when they come to our airports. But that's the whole reason why we have a war on terror, and they have to check your underpants and stuff when you go to the Super Bowl, because of these wicked Al-Qaeda terrorists who we give money to. So it all goes full circle, and all screws you, the American citizen. So that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned, because we'll have some special reports. And also, Kit Daniels will be joining me, talking about how we here at InfoWars continually get demonized for the things that other people do. Just like I said earlier, it's not DC Comics' fault that this guy or these people decide to dress up like supervillains and go out and shoot people, but it's not our fault here at InfoWars just because they may view our website. But with that said, you need to view our website. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more on PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for a special report from Leanne McAdoo. She's going to be talking about the NSA snooping via Vodafone and also my interview with Kit Daniels.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
In an unprecedented move, one of the world's largest telecoms, Vodafone, released a report disclosing the vast scope of government surveillance. According to this report, government agencies are able to listen to phone conversations live and even track the location of citizens without warrants using secret cables that are connected directly into network equipment. According to the Law Enforcement Disclosure Report, Vodafone says that the 29 countries it operates in all have different laws, and they demand that they restrict or block certain access to customers or allow governments to directly access information about them. Shockingly, Vodafone admits refusing to comply with these laws is not an option, because a country could then stop them from operating within its borders. Some of the countries are made to provide a direct access cable straight into their network, allowing governments to siphon off any data that they wish. Now, I'm not talking about the NSA, but governments around the world are abusing privacy by demanding access to communications and data, and alarmingly, sometimes granting themselves direct access to the networks. Another scandalous admission from Vodafone's report, data can be intercepted by various agencies in the interests of national security, pre-crime, and in the interests of economic well-being. In other words, telecoms buy for the big banks. This is similar to the information we know about fusion centers, created across the country in the aftermath of 9/11 to spy on Americans and act as a funnel to the federal government. Fusion center data is actually accessed by private sector businesses responsible for critical infrastructure and key resources. This includes commercial facilities, communications, defense, emergency services, energy, food and agriculture, healthcare and public health, IT, nuclear reactors, transportation, water and wastewater systems, and finance. Under this definition, nearly anyone in the private business sector could potentially access fusion center reports, including large financial institutions. Bank of America's secret spying relationship with several federal agencies was exposed this year when leaked emails detailed the bank's superior ability to track political groups.
The email reads, "If you find any intel on anarchists or Occupy protesters, please let me know. I will most likely find it first, as social media trolling is not what the WSP does best. Bank of America has a team of 20 people, and that's all they do all day."
And the Stingray cell tracking device works by mimicking a real cell phone tower, tricking phones into connecting to it. Florida police have been busted using the Stingray device at least 200 times without a warrant. Alex Jones reported in Police State 2000 about FEMA installing control boxes into all radio and broadcast stations, giving them the ability to take over the airwaves at any time to broadcast government propaganda.
But you're thinking the media will keep you abreast of the situation? Well, my friends, you're looking at a FEMA control box. That's right, at 98.9 KJFK-FM, where I work in Austin, Texas. That, my friends, can take over the radio station. It is radio controlled by a FEMA tower. That's right, a FEMA tower in New Braunfels, Texas. Little teletypes come printing out of the side of the machine weekly and update us. In the past, it was voluntary. Now it's mandatory, and they can remote control take over the station.
Vodafone certainly isn't the only telecom forced to comply with government surveillance, just the first to be honest about it. Now, Vodafone released this report in an effort to regain consumer trust while also explaining how they deal with intrusive government control that's trending toward corporate fascism. But this is also just the latest revelation throwing it in your face that Big Brother's eyes and ears are everywhere. The question is, what are we going to do about it?
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grupp. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now, whether it's the recent shooting in the Las Vegas area or the Boston bombing, whatever they can, they try to blame on InfoWars.com. And to talk more about this, we have a man who is no stranger to controversy, InfoWars writer Kit Daniels. Now, Kit, you've been blamed for different things or had stones thrown at you. You wrote that article about the Alamo, how they may have the UN flag, even though it says on the official Alamo website, Alamo.gov, that they're in talks to become a UNESCO site. But people say, it doesn't matter about the facts. Let's just throw stones at this guy. But let's talk about the stones being thrown at us today. Because we've seen the Boston bombing, the Tsarnaev brothers, they're viewers of our show, also the aunt, the Tsarnaev aunt says she enjoys our programming, as well as many other people do. But they say, you know, with this recent situation, we're to blame for this. Alex Jones is deeply racist. He's behind the Boston bombing. And now he's to blame for the shooting in Las Vegas.
Well, you notice that after a mass shooting, typically gun owners are blamed. And it's not usually the shooter that's blamed, but it's the gun owners collectively, like all the gun owners. And the reason for that is there's an overall agenda before the shooting to blame to take the guns. So they just exploit a shooting to further that agenda. And that's the same thing that we're seeing now, but instead of it being about guns, it's about alternative media. Mm. Now, Media Matters, which is a White House front group posing as a media organization, came out today with an article attacking InfoWars and Alex Jones and trying to hold us responsible for the shooting. Now, what all they're really trying to do is exploit the shooting to fit into their agenda, which has existed for years.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly.
We saw right after the recent incident with Elliot Rodger, which was not just a shooting, but also a multiple stabbing and also a vehicular assault. Now we got Feinstein and Boxer coming out, waving the flag again of gun control. So any excuse, they're trying to come after you one way or the other.
Exactly. And I've noticed what was really telling to me is I went on the Facebook page of the alleged shooter in Las Vegas, and he had about 80 likes on his Facebook for all for various libertarian, constitutionalist, small government, public figures, and organizations. And Alex Jones was one out of over 80. And yet, when I go on the Media Matters hit piece on us today, they are targeting Alex and Matt Drudge, which is very revealing because it just shows their agenda is not so much about the shooting, but it's about the overall attack on alternative media and its growing influence on public opinion.
Right. I even saw a report where they attacked Fox News, saying that they report conspiracy theories, and all that means is that their talking points aren't FCC approved, I guess, is the takeaway from that. But more, let's talk about this shooter guy. Okay, so this guy, he's, you know, some type of, I don't know if patriot's the right word, but, you know, he goes into the diner, he yells at, hey, you know, this is the new American Revolution, tell the cops that the revolution starts right here. He opens fire, he and his wife, they kill the cops, and then the reports say that he draped a Gadsden flag and then continues with the shooting. You know, does anything about this seem a little bit odd to you? Because the patriots that we meet, you know, we go out in the streets quite often. We meet open carry guys, various other activists. These people are peaceful people. You know, they may be demonstrating with their guns, but they're nonviolent. They don't want confrontations with the police. But these guys go out seeking confrontations, and now we're to blame, even though we consistently say that we don't want violence.
Well, it's very unusual that someone who claims to be a libertarian is basically rejecting the non-aggression principle by going out and actively targeting and killing cops. Mm-hmm. That's not libertarianism at all. So it's what's really sad is the fact that the authoritarian-leaning media organizations are going to use this to claim that he's a libertarian, that he represents all of us, when he was unique in his motivations. And the violence that he and his wife showed is not libertarianism at all.
Right.
But like they try to blame the gun owners for the actions of mass murder, they're going to try to blame all libertarians for the actions of one guy who's supposedly a libertarian but does quite the contrary to those ideals.
Because we see on his site he has calls for violence and, you know, allegedly, or not just allegedly, the things he said in the diner and also the actions that followed, regardless if he said this is the new American Revolution or not, you know, the actions that followed allegedly, and then shooting a, I guess, a witness to somebody, something that happened at the Walmart parking lot in the Walmart area. So, I mean, it's a very complex situation, and then it ties back in. Let's say they're a Bundy Ranch supporter. They say these guys were at the Bundy Ranch, as well as many other people who are nonviolent. Many people even had their firearms. Not a shot was fired. Everything was peaceful. But they say, you know, now these guys are to blame for the Bundy Ranch. And Mrs. Bundy came out with a statement saying that, hey, you know, if these guys were here, we don't condone their actions. Everybody we talked to from the militia said they were here peacefully. These guys were obviously an exception to that rule.
And it's funny how somehow exceptions to the rule somehow are used to define the so-called rule, or in this case, the so-called group of people that they are targeting against. So they're using the lone nut to demonize everyone else who's 99% not like that person whatsoever.
Right. And is it odd to you that this shooting took place in the same area, the same district as Harry Reid? You know, he's come under a lot of controversy for the Bundy situation, and I think you've covered that as well. But, you know, now it happens right there in his district, so now he has something to jump up and say, hey, I told you so, I told you so. It's these crazy gun owners, it's these Tea Partiers, these patriots, these guys with the Gadsden flags. These guys are the real problem in the United States.
Well, when I did some background research on the alleged shooter, what I found was he was had a felony, I believe, for marijuana and in Indiana. And he said that he couldn't get a job because of that. So I think that's part of the reason why him and his wife moved to Las Vegas was for employment opportunities. Mm-hmm. I believe he was like a street performer where he'd dress up in costumes and go right. out and take photos with tourists for tips. So I think a lot of this kind of, you could also tie this into the economic crisis where people are struggling to find work, especially if you got a felony on your record.
Right.
You're running against a stone wall.
Especially people who are nonviolent felons. You know, I can understand somebody, you know, a homicidal maniac or somebody with a history of beating his wife, but, you know, you have a nonviolent drug offense, and now this is on your permanent record, which makes it very difficult yeah. to get a job. Even people who have felonies for writing hot checks, mm-hmm. you know, now they try to get a job. It's very difficult to do, so the guy becomes a street performer. His wife supposedly worked at Hobby Lobby, and that's how they paid the bills.
It's unfortunate. This is also an unfortunate effect of the war on drugs. Because we got this guy who committed a non-violent offense with his marijuana charge, which was a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. And he's basically held down in life because of it. While we see all this other drugs are basically being pushed into neighborhoods by the establishment because drug laws, of course, create monopolies with drug cartels making money left and right.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. When we look at the drug culture in our society, that you can go to a pharmacy and get your drugs legally from a guy in a white lab mm-hmm. coat, but if you go outside and you buy it from a guy in a hoodie, you know, there's yep. something wrong with that. Because, you know, I guess the big banks and whoever else are not getting money, getting their cut of the drug funds. So, I mean, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things that surround this situation. Let's talk about the guy's dress, or at least his dress as it's dictated on his Facebook page, you know, the strange fixation with the Joker. And, you know, people jumped on this when we talked about the Aurora shooting, saying that we were saying that the Batman franchise or DC Comics was somehow implicated in the shooting, when we didn't say that at all. We said it was a very strange factoid mm-hmm. that the name on the mask would change to Sandy Hook. Not saying that's a smoking gun, not saying anything about it other than that it's just a weird factoid. Now we have these guys who dress up like the Joker. And, you know, we saw that in this shooting and also in the Aurora shooting. Do you see any significance with these guys dressing up their fixation with the Joker?
Well, I think a lot of it can be attributed to the fact that people who are struggling in life, as many of us are with the economic climate, we're looking for outlets. And a lot of people are going to comic books or movies because comic book heroes are someone that they aspire to be. Mm-hmm. They feel like they can never be. And obviously can never be, but you can never even get... They feel like they can't even improve their current lot in life. So I think a lot of it's why we're seeing an explosion in comic popularity in comic books and other forms of media as far as entertainment is because people are looking for an escape and an outlet. And we're going to see that more and more as the economic climate continues to collapse, even though
exactly.
Right now we're in a so-called rebound.
So long story short, these are definitely not actions that we support here at InfoWars. I don't think anybody in the Liberty Movement supports these actions. It's not the fault of DC Comics mm-hmm. that these guys decide to dress up like Joker and these other characters. So Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com, definitely thank you for your input. And we'll be giving you more on the story as it develops. But in the meantime, you can go to InfoWars.com and also PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. I'm Ja'Kari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.